Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It'll be a different Thanksgiving and a different Black Friday, that's for sure. But the one thing that hasn't changed, people still love turkey. And I know we talked to the Jones Turkey Farm folks, Dave, up there. And every year, it's been tradition almost 20 years now, we take you to Pound's Turkey Farm and Market, nestled in the northernmost tip of Westmoreland County. Tim and Beverly Pounds are on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Beverly, Tim, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Larry. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Are you guys sold out of whatever turkeys you had? You're already in the bag, right? You just have deliveries or pickups.
Right. We are done processing. But we do, last night we stayed up late, counted every turkey, counted every order, and we did find a few extras. So folks are going to start calling us this morning, and I'm sure those will have a home by the end of the day.
You know what? That's like tickets when you know when they tell you it's sold out and then they find a few extra tickets almost game day. Your family's been doing this at, what, 1935?
Right. Long time.
That is. I mean, that's the one thing. Through all thick and thin, we got to eat.
Yes, and I think, and even with all the changes at Thanksgiving, people still really want turkey, even if it's in a smaller quantity. You know, they still want that. I think they still dislike the traditional flavors for Thanksgiving.
So people ask for smaller turkeys overall this year?
I think in general, yes, a little bit smaller. We saw more people wanting just a turkey breast. But we also sold some, 30-pounders and up. So it was a wide range of orders.
And for those that don't know, my first foray into turkey farming came when I was doing a segment on KDK TV called Larry on the Job. And they sent me to see Tim and Beverly at their turkey farm. And Tim, I don't know if you remember my visit, but I certainly do.
Yeah, I certainly do, too. You did a wonderful job.
Well, I will tell you this. I learned so much about turkeys. Goes back to Ben Franklin wanting the turkey to be our national bird. We love turkeys, but the way you have them and they are so smart and curious was one of the things I learned. You show me, you even had games for them to play.
Yeah, we have, we call them turkey toys that we hang up there for them to play with.
And they do. I witnessed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They are very curious. That, you're right. That's one of their, I think, outstanding characteristics.
So I went into, what is it called, the poult part, where they're the small ones, tiny ones. They're not ready yet.
Yeah, it's our brooder area.
Brooder area. So you taught me how to, you weigh them, and you sneak up behind them, and you grab them by the legs, and then you weigh them gently. You're very gentle with those birds, even though we know what the ultimate goal is here.
Well, we want our turkeys to be happy while they're up there, and as we say, they only have one bad day.
And then, so Tim, and you remember this, Beverly, showed me how to do it, and I was a little skittish because the birds, they look at you funny.
And those were big birds.
Yeah, well, Tim took me from the one room where he showed me how to do it, and then he goes, okay, we're going to go up. And then we went to this giant area, and it looked like Jurassic Park. They were so huge. And then I'm thinking, this is a whole different ball game, Tim.
Yeah, well, you better use two hands when you're handling them. They can be a handful.
And then, you weigh them, and then obviously the people come and pick them up. But they seem very happy. You're right. They only have one bad day. Oh, my. So what do you feed a turkey?
Well, our feed is a ration of mostly corn and soybean meal, along with vitamins and minerals. We don't feed any antibiotics, growth promotants, anything unnatural. So it's all ground corn and soybean meal predominantly.
Now, Beverly, do you give your customers a chance to learn the best way to cook a turkey? They ask you all the time, I bet.
We do get lots of questions, and you know, I'm just such a traditionalist the way I cook it. I just like a nice roasted turkey, but we do get lots of questions. A lot of people are brining nowadays, so we do get questions about that, but I think most people still do like just the roasted flavor.
What's the brining?
That is a way of marinating your whole turkey for 24, maybe 48 hours in a flavored or seasoned liquid, and then baking it.
We're with Tim and Beverly Pounds. I got to tell you, the 1 year, it was very stressful. I did the, you know, where you dip them in the hot oil.
Oh, yes. People still do that. It doesn't seem to be quite as popular as it used to be.
Well, I went out, I bought the apparatus. It was outside, and everybody's telling you to be careful because you got to be so careful you don't spill that, you know, the hot oil.
Right.
But, yeah, somebody said, oh, it's the best I've ever been. And I had to get a friend. He did a YouTube video for me to show me how to do it.
Okay.
And then I thought I was doing a good job, but in the end, it didn't work out so well. I kind of ruined that Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes. Did you ever deep fry a turkey, Tim?
We've done a couple, but we just really enjoy the roasted flavor of a turkey. And the expense and trouble of doing a deep fryer, we just didn't like the result as well.
Well, let's be honest, guys. Come Thursday, Thanksgiving, you're done. Your work is done, at least for the moment, right?
Right.
Do you eat Chinese food or?
No, we have a turkey and traditional meal, stuffing, potatoes. Yes, pretty traditional that way.
All right, I just wanted to see if you're cheating. What about you, yeah. Beverly?
Well, I was gonna say I see all those beautiful turkeys, you know, going out the door. I can't wait to have one of my own.
All right. Well, since 1935, PoundsTurkeyFarm.com. Tim and Beverly, it's an annual tradition to talk to you guys. I'm glad you had a good year in the midst of all this craziness going on in the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you for thinking of us, and we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
And one of these days, Tim, I'm coming back.
We're looking forward to it.
I got to come back and, you know, kind of reimagine my Larry on the Job.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Bring your grandkid.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim and Beverly Pounds on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Look forward to our conversation every year. It's like magic.